True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the Caleb Johnson mishap, which should never, ever, ever happen. And this is now the second time in Steelers history this has happened.
Good old Barry Foster.
Going back to Barry Foster. Yep. It's the first time a play like this has happened since they instituted the new kickoff rules. So Caleb Johnson becomes the dope, the numbskull, the moron who...
He'll become the face of screwing it up.
Yeah, and every special teams coach in the NFL is going to show his players what Caleb Johnson did wrong as a cautionary tale to
the phrase
never
"Don't
let
be
that
Caleb
happen.
Johnson" is has been, if not already, will be said in facilities all across the NFL this week.
The question
no doubt
becomes: was it his fault? And it was his fault in that you need to know your responsibilities on every play. What's being asked of you, what's being demanded of you, what you have to do. In the event of a mistake, what you do then. So knowing your assignment is a huge... So yeah, he screwed that up. And there's no really real excuse for it. But I also don't want to let the coaching staff off the hook either. And people have wanted to stick up for Danny Smith today and have said things like, well, Danny probably told him a million times. That's not even my gripe with him in this situation. Caleb Johnson ran one of the slowest 40s at the NFL scouting combine. He's not a fast running back. He handled return duties against the Jets, and honestly, I thought he looked slow as molasses out there, and he even had a mishap last week where he kind of bungled the ball and bumbled it around and could have ended up with a fumble that gave the Jets momentum in that game instead of the other way around with the Steelers recovering a fumble.
Mm-hmm.
I do not see him as a return man. And I'm frankly nonplussed that Danny Smith, who I respect as one of the better special teams coaches in the NFL, doesn't see that either. There are better options on this team. And the fact that it comes back to bite them in this manner where the guy is not only not a threat to do any damage in the return game, but commits one of the great follies in recent NFL history just drives home that point. He should not have been out there in the first place. You've got Jaylen Warren. You've got Kenneth Gainwell. You've got Scotty Miller. You've got Roman Wilson. You've got all Calvin Austin. You've got all these guys who can do it. So why is your plotting running back the guy who does it? My theory is that they're just trying to find a way to keep him involved in games as a third round pick.
But Pony, this isn't the first time that they've had a head scratching person return kicks. They tried to bring Patterson in, which I at first praised them for because it felt like they were getting ahead of the game. But it turned out Cordero Patterson couldn't run anymore. Problem. They've had Najee Davenport. They probably should have had... How many times did Najee Harris return kicks? I'm sure he did it at some point.
I don't think he did.
Okay. Najee Davenport did it. He was about 240.
Who was the fullback who did it?
Gary Russell. Didn't Gary Russell do it?
How about Johnson?
Kerry Davis.
Kerry Davis.
Yeah.
They have treated the position since probably what? Since Allen Rossum was here or left here?
Well, Antonio Brown did it for a while and was
good. No, but
good.
He did punts mainly, I thought. I'm talking about kicks specifically.
No, Antonio Brown returned a kickoff for a touchdown.
Yeah, okay, okay. They, by and large, though, point overall stands, especially in recent years, have just almost, it's almost like that's the duty you don't want to get on their team. They have had the least kick returner room full of kick returners or roster of them I can imagine. And it just, it bothers me that they don't seem to see the play as one worth devoting any resources to, especially now when in theory, the way they have it set up with the returns, it should be a little less dangerous about a guy getting cuffed, a returner getting like KO'd fully. I know it'll still happen, but they don't want to use any of their ultra valuable receiving core, not named DK Metcalf. These guys are like interchangeable parts for the most part. Let Calvin Austin, whose speed, if he actually found a crease, would be terrifying, do the job. I don't blame the Steelers for Caleb Johnson not knowing the rule, because at some point you have to put the onus on the player to, you know, I assume Danny Smith coaches it. I assume Mike tells Danny Smith to coach it. I'm not going to go so far as to say those guys just come in there and twiddle their thumbs and allow their players to do the same. I blame them for what you said, him being there in the first place. It is taking a play out of the game, essentially, as something your opponent has to game plan for, scheme for, or worry about. It really is.
I also, though, don't think it's a good idea to use a rookie to do it, unless it's a rookie who did it in college. Because somebody that is coming from college, I think it's easier for them to just fall back on what it's looked like in the games they just played in. That's not the same rule in college. And it's not like Caleb Johnson, you know, had a ton of experience returning kicks. He's not. He was a bell cow running back for them. He was a volume runner for Iowa. You know, like what I'm saying is it doesn't come naturally to him, Chris. And I don't just mean because of his skill set. I mean, it doesn't probably come naturally to him as something he like instinctually knows what to do. Like it's second nature as a football player. They shoehorned him into that job.
He doesn't look natural running with the ball with that amount of open space to lead up to, okay, you get to the wall, get to the blocking setup. And then you have to make your decision. And
I mean, and dude, it probably cost them the game. If I'm ranking the blunders in this game, that's got to be number one because it's the most preventable, and it led to a touchdown. The play itself was a touchdown.
I mean, it completely.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carman Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It did completely flip the game.
You're down three after Tomlin had a cowardly punt.
Yes, you could absolutely get the ball and go down the field and score. At least a field goal there to keep this thing nip and tuck.
Yeah, because how far do you have to go with Boswell to kick
get
the field goal?
Get to the 45 and you're probably in range. So if the ball just happens to go out of the back of the end zone after landing in the the landing zone. There was a bunch of different ones I was looking. Isn't that a 35 touchback? I think it is.
Yep.
I mean, you would have needed 20 yards at that point. I think it's a lax move by the coaching staff. I think it comes from Tomlin. And my God, I'll tell you right now, man, I have serious reservations very early in his career whether Caleb Johnson is even going to stick on this roster
His
first 4 years.
I agree. And hearing Rodgers,
he doesn't look close to an NFL player.
Hearing Rodgers talk about it afterwards reminded me of what happened to Malachi Corley with the Jets, where he had that horrible celebration at the goal line where he spiked the ball before he crossed the goal line and it went for a touchback. And his career in New York never recovered from it. And you brought up Will Craig earlier. He was like, the psychological damage of that play with the Pirates as a first-round pick, he never got over.
Caleb Johnson looked catatonic talking about it yesterday.
And here's the difference for him. He can't just flush it and go out there and make up for it. They don't trust him now. He didn't return the next kickoff. He didn't get the ball again in that game. I would frankly be shocked if they use him as a return man against New England. I don't really see him having a role in the offense.
My God, the couple carries he's gotten, he made Najee Harris look like Earl Campbell, for God's sake.
I think he's got an unbelievably uphill battle to even get an opportunity to erase that folly or gaffe from his resume where it's not the first thing people think about. So
I don't know what the player... Like, I've seen nothing. How many times he touched the ball total in his NFL career? Like, 5 or 6? 7 or 8, maybe?
Well, he had the one run against the Jets.
Two carries total? Because he had one yesterday.
Yeah, that's
it. And then a handful of kick returns.
And the kick returns.
I have seen nothing that suggests to me that this player is even better than a practice squad NFLer.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.